Remember when you were a kid and your parents bought Napoleon ice cream? I remember my dad. He used to eat each ice cream flavor perfectly, so he didn't mix them together at all. Each little rectangle of its own unique flavor. First the strawberry would go, then the chocolate, and he would eat the vanilla last. But they were perfect. I, on the other hand, I like to get the ice cream scooper and skim it across the top so you can get all three colors mixed together. I'm about to give you that perfect scoop in podcast form. In SourceCast episode 68, we talked about Oracle. In SourceCast episode 69, we talked about net neutrality. Put your hands together, my friends. This week, we're talking about Oracle and net neutrality together. I kind of gave away my hot opening there, so this week, we're talking about Oracle and their stance on net neutrality and why they have that stance on net neutrality. I'm Joey Lombardi, and this is SourceCast episode 71. Before we get to our main story, let's review the acquisitions that have taken place over the last 7 days. Remember a couple of weeks ago, I told you that AT&T was bidding on Straight Path, and they were paying around $1.6 billion to buy that company? I did a whole podcast about it. That was episode 67, by the way. So technically, you could actually say that this is the perfect Neapolitan ice cream combination of episodes 67, 68, and 69. So here we were all set up and ready for AT&T to buy Straight Path, get an early jump on 5G, and then Verizon comes along and says, you know, maybe we want to get 5G faster than everybody else. Hey, Straight Path, how about we pay you $3.1 billion instead of the measly $1.6 that AT&T was paying you, and you come on over and hang out with us.
Words of wisdom. Drop that zero and get with the hero.
And Straight Path is like, yeah, we want more money. So that's happening. Verizon literally stole Straight Path from AT&T. And it's kind of amazing, actually. It goes to show you that if you really want something, you got to pay for it. Cisco. And we're going to talk about Cisco later. But they have acquired a, air quote, controversial AI startup company called MindMeld. MindMeld was originally called Expert Labs, and they were launched in 2012. They wanted to build an iPad app that can listen in on your conversations and provide relevant, contextual information. People were kind of freaked out about the idea of your devices constantly listening to you in 2012. But in 2017, with the advent of Alexa, that doesn't seem to be a problem anymore. Throughout the years, the company expanded their repertoire to include a suite of APIs for parsing, reasoning about, and generating language. Cisco acquired the company for $125 million. On to our main story, Oracle. We talked all about Oracle a few podcasts ago. Go back and listen to it. And I took a couple of pot shots at them. Sorry, Oracle. But during my research for the podcast and for the blog, I saw an article that said Oracle and Cisco, let's not forget Cisco, were supporting the elimination of net neutrality rules. And I say to myself, why the hell would Oracle even put themselves in a position to talk about net neutrality? They really don't have skin in the game. They do have cloud solutions, which theoretically could be impacted by the lack of net neutrality. But in reality, and I said this in the net neutrality podcast, most companies have their own private networks, their own private circuits. They're controlling their own speeds. And that's Oracle's bread and butter. That's who's buying Oracle product. So why would they publicly support the elimination of net neutrality protections? Go back to SourceCast episode 70. Last week's podcast, I happened to highlight a news item where Oracle and AT&T happened to be entering a strategic partnership. So what does that strategic partnership entail? Not super clear, but from the press release, and I quote, the agreement gives AT&T global access to Oracle's cloud portfolio offerings, both in public cloud and on AT&T's integrated cloud. This includes Oracle's infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, database as a service, software as a service, which will help increase productivity, reduce IT costs, and enable AT&T to grow new flexibility and how it implements software-as-a-service applications across its global enterprise. AT&T has also agreed to implement Oracle's Field Service Cloud, OFSC, to further optimize its scheduling, dispatching for its more than 70,000 field technicians. With OFSC, for example, AT&T will combine its existing machine learning and big data capabilities with Oracle's technology to increase productivity, on-time arrivals, and job duration accuracy of AT&T's field technicians. Whew, that was a mouthful. On the day of the strategic partnership, Mark Hurd was making the press rounds, and he was lavishing praise on AT&T. They're so wonderful. This is such a wonderful deal for both companies. Blah, 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 blah. I actually even made a joke about it in the blog. I basically said, look, they're all saying lovely things about each other. And not a week later, does Oracle come out and support the elimination of net neutrality? Last Friday, Oracle Senior Vice President Kenneth Gluck wrote a letter to FCC Chairman Ajit Pai applauding the agency's efforts to roll back stifling net neutrality regulations. And I quote, from our perspective as a Silicon Valley technology company, which should have been a purely technological discussion of managing traffic on internet networks, has inexplicably evolved into a highly political, hyperbolic battle substantially removed from technical, economic, and consumer reality. Gulick went on to say that companies like Google, with a wide range of applications that effectively connect users to the internet through their phones, should not be exempt from the rules covering internet providers. So now we seem to be having a bigger battle shaping up. Most people would assume that all the Silicon Valley companies would be sticking together to ensure that their content and their applications make it to customers in an easy, consistent manner. But now Cisco and Oracle are breaking ranks with the rest of the companies. You really have two kinds of companies. You have an internet provider, and then you have a content creator. Obviously, companies like Comcast, AT&T, Verizon, they're considered internet providers. Google and Netflix and I guess Apple, they're considered content companies because they stream videos or deliver apps. And those content companies obviously want net neutrality because the internet providers can start to charge different rates to get those products or video content into people's homes. But a company like Cisco, they provide all of those internet provider companies with equipment. So it's really within their best interest to align with the telecom companies because that's where they're making their money. I find it interesting that Oracle, who I really would consider to be more of a content company, would break ranks with the rest of the Silicon Valley companies. And the only thing that I could think of that would make them point their allegiance to AT&T eliminating net neutrality is their most recent strategic deal with them. And I suspect it doesn't hurt to hurt Google, who will be a major competitor in the database and cloud space. These moves will most definitely hurt Google more than they would Oracle, and I'm sure that Oracle has some kind of preferred nations agreement with AT&T over their network. I really hope that Oracle is being compensated very well for their agreement with AT&T, because the public backlash is already starting. 184,000 public comments have been posted on the FCC's websites regarding their proposed rollback of net neutrality rules. The agency takes the issue up again at their next meeting on May 18th, which is the day this podcast will be released. And that's all we have for this week. As a reminder, you can find Sourcecast on iTunes, Google Music, and all of your favorite podcasting applications. Sourcecast is recorded in bucolic Mantua, New Jersey, and is produced and recorded by me. Music is provided by Google. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.